following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nothing old chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Snap back, good snap. Maher hammers away, good high kick. Wiley drifting back, makes a catch at his 33. He's got some room to run to the 40, 45, midfield. Wiley can fly. He's to the 50, 40, down the sideline, 30. One man to beat, Maher can't get him. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Fresno State. Martinez turns, runs option to the near side. Gets a field, Tater to the 30, to the 35, 40. It's a foot race now, to the 50, 40, 35, 30. Ankle out of bounds. Back to throw Martinez, here comes the blitz. Tater gets hit as he throws down the field, pass. Caught by Cotton. Four in the play clock. Rolls a pocket car on a play action fake. Looking. He's going to try to run for it. He dives, goes up and over. Play action fake. Martinez back in the pocket. Loss of pass downfield. Looking for Kenny Bell. He makes a catch inside the 10. From the Fresno 1. Hand off to Burkhead. Dives in there. To Nebraska. Snap back to Tater. Looking. Sets. Throws it downfield. Looking for Turner. Makes the catch at the 20-yard line. Snap back to Martinez. Looking to the end zone. Throws out there. Wide open. Touchdown Nebraska. There's some jump in the 33 in the pistol. Tater back to throw. Looking deep now field. Has a man out there. Cotterini makes a catch. 30, 25, 20. Down to the 15-yard line. From the Fresno, 6. Turn. Hand off to Burkhead. Rex gets inside. Touchdown. Rex Burkhead. Right, 4 wide out from the pattern. Snap back. Carr steps up, throws down the field. Has a man out there. It's Harper. Did he hang on? Did he get it put in bounce? Kicking off. Sails toward the goal line. Abdullah grabs it right at the goal line. Amir to the 10, 15, 20. He's got a seam. 25. Cuts to the outside. Oh, what a move. 40-yard line to midfield. He is gone. Amir Abdullah just jarred him from their seats here at Nebraska. And Amir Abdullah has a kickoff return. Burkhead behind Tater. Hand it off again to Rex. Trying to change direction. Breaks a tackle. A loop one man. Fighting for it. Got a first down up to the 46. Turn. Option to the near side. Martinez keeps it. He might go. 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Taylor Martinez.
ESPN Radio Superstation. Psychotic week begins. We're all over the place, but at least we get to start and finish the week here in the confines of our studios. We've been busy and on the road so much lately, and we will be at Husker Harvest Days Tuesday and Wednesday, and can't wait. 2-hour shows to talk a whole lot of football and everything that else is going on. We're really busy right now in the sports world, and I hope we can give everybody their due, from the high school scene to the professional scene and everything in between. Coming up, we're going to be talking a little trap shooting before 11:30, scheduled for our next break. Michelle Stover and their group is coming in to talk about a shoot that's coming up this weekend. They'll have all the details for you. That is scheduled for our next break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And then Bo Pelini's press conference comes your way at the bottom of the hour, 11:30-ish. We'll have that for you. He's been pretty prompt the first couple of weeks, so we'll have Bo Pelini for you coming your way at the bottom of the hour. Then, as we said, tomorrow we'll get more in-depth with the Hastings College and UNK wins with Daryl Morris and Tony Harper on the program tomorrow. We're also going to catch up with Mason Brodeen, a former UNK Loper, made it all the way to the final cut with the Oakland Raiders, made the practice squad, which is a lot better than being home, and he's making a pretty good check. He's scheduled to join us tomorrow. We'll be at the TNL Irrigation booth at Husker Harvest Days tomorrow from 11 to 1. Then We've been there for a lot of years running. Our friends at Dyna-Grow will be there on Wednesday from 11 to 1, and we'll have a lot more to talk about on Wednesday. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, to talk about all the high school games. Had some good ones on Friday night. And I guess let's start there, because when I get into this Husker rant, then it's just not going to happen. I do want to make mention that Grand Island, congratulations to them. Also Kearney, I think they both showed, that's the game, Tony, that we were at, both showed that they're going to be and can be really good football teams. And sometimes the kids don't live up to the hype at, or the players or the men or the women at any level. The big studs for Grand Island stood up: Fultz, Fife, Bombsberger, Westerby. You can go on down the
English
line. Riker Fife's a real deal, folks. And it's hard to compare him to anybody, where he wants to go. He's got a great frame. Division I, you know, I think the way he's been playing so far continues to improve. He's got to get some offers. We'll find out. But Grand Island looks really, really good. And as Stu Pospisil wrote in his article today, they have the best chance of going undefeated in Class A. And, you know, that's kind of a backhanded compliment, too, because, oh, they don't play Omaha schools every week. Well, we'll see how that works out. They're fast.
You know, there's speed all over the place, Doug, and we knew that going in. We didn't. I didn't understand how fast. Man on man, they were just faster than Kearney, and you know Kearney's a pretty good football team, but I think they'd have trouble playing Grand Island X amount of times when you run into somebody with that much speed. Tough to control that much speed. Little flea flicker to get things started. When you don't break stride, 73-yarder to start things off. Boom.
Congratulations to Kearney Catholic, starting against the top three teams in the state. They got a win over North Platte St. Pat's after playing St. Cecilia very tough. Now they go to Cambridge this week. Hastings High, Hastings Adams Central, Hastings St. Cecilia. Hastings High wins, St. Cecilia wins, and Adams Central goes for two to try and upset Aurora and falls short in the last 30 seconds, 28-27. Grand Island a winner, Central Catholic a winner over Centennial as they miss a field goal on the last play of the game. So Northwest a winner over Seward. Tri-Cities had a pretty darn good weekend when it comes to high school football, and we've got a lot more to talk about as we get closer to this weekend.
One comment about high school football, and people at the Pleasant and Loomis game, whale of a game there, great game in the eight-man ranks. What is going on with the cramping?
Yeah, it seems to be we have cooler weather so far this year, and it was muggy last 2 weeks ago, not last Friday, but the Friday before. I get it was muggy, and we had all that rain. But I'm not a doctor. I don't even pretend to play one on TV. But it seems like we've had way more cramping this year in all of the football games than I can ever remember seeing, and it's cooler. It's cooler, and the kids maybe haven't practiced enough in the hot weather. I mean, August, outside of 1 week, wasn't brutal like it can be, where we're in the 100-degree range for days on end, and maybe that has something to do with it. But and I wonder if other things have something to do with it, too. You know, just the day and age that we're in, trying to get your body bigger, faster, stronger, and the things that you do now to prepare for the season than maybe what you did in the past. So, the trainers, the experts out there, the doctors, if you're listening in today, shoot us an email, your thoughts on why all the cramping so far. Not seeing it at the college level.
No.
I'm seeing it at the high school level so far. I can't say that I saw it on the pros yesterday, maybe once. Doug and Daddy, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and this is where it's time to go, okay? UNK, great win, record. Amir Abdullah, Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. Hastings College, maybe a little slower start than I would have thought, but a brand-new quarterback in Johnny Dostal comes out and gets two touchdown passes. We'll talk with the coaches tomorrow. But delusional Husker fan comes in here on the Doug and Daddy Show with this email. I've stayed quiet through the first game when we won without looking all that great on either side of the ball, but I can't stay quiet any longer. Holy crap, after two games, delusional's ready to fire. Oh my God, he was quiet a whole week. At the beginning of the year, I thought we'd be 10-2 or 11-1. After seeing the first two games, I'm thinking 8-4 or 7-5 would be a closer guess. I realize it's not time to hit the panic button, but you are delusional. We're 2-0, but our offense and defense aren't close to being as good as we've been the past 2 years. What? Our offense sucked the last 2 years, delusional. Our offense cannot sustain a drive. It's either a huge play or nothing, and our defense is showing all the youth and inexperience it has. delusional. The defensive line got pushed around. They are not young. We are not a number 10 team. We are closer to a number 20 team. I hate saying all this. I hope I'm wrong and we come out and whip everyone we play, but I just don't have a good feeling about this team. Delusional Husker fan. And Tony, I've heard this for the last 36 hours, and I am sick and I am tired of it. You know what, Husker fan? You were pissing and moaning about Frank Solich. You pissed and moaned when we ran the option under Tom Osborne and put the fullback in. It was boring. Bill Callahan came in. I will never forget this till the day I die because it was the biggest spring game crowd ever because everybody wanted to see this brand new offense. He lines up in the old I formation and then audibles out of it. Joe Daly audibles out of it. Goes five wide, 68,000 at that game. Spring game. Goes nuts. Ah! Woo! And then you just want to fry Bill Callahan. Now you want the option back. Now you want the fullback dive back. Oh, my God. We're not national champs anymore. Oh, Bo, what's wrong? You're not a fan. You're a psychotic, whining baby. You are not a Husker fan. And I am tired of hearing this. Ladies and gentlemen, I put as my point Wisconsin. Daddy, how'd you do in your picks this weekend?
I was 3-2.
1-2 in college. 2-0 in the pro, so you made money because you double-shot parlayed Sunday's two games,
money with
Washington
line.
And Chicago. How were your picks in the college games?
Well, we took Washington State over UNLV.
Okay, that's your win, your two losses.
Had Virginia Tech. Never got off to a good start. No, East Carolina covered that easy, and then Northern Illinois got beat by Kansas.
Okay, you had Washington State over UNLV. What was the score?
79-4.
Now, what was the real score?
59-7.
Here. 59 okay, and what did you tell me?
UNLV sucks.
Washington State beat UNLV worse than Wisconsin did on opening night when you only have one team to prepare for. When you only have one team to prepare for. You have one team to prepare for. I probably just lost it, didn't I? You have one team to prepare for. 8 years. I don't think it all came out. I hit the button, right?
You're good.
You have one team to prepare for. Wisconsin, the greatest team that everybody... All of a sudden, Nebraska's horrible, and Wisconsin is the greatest team ever. You just beat Oregon State 35-0, a team that lost to Sacramento State. Nebraska is 2-0. Would you rather they be 0-2? Oh, my God. How can we be favored by 17 over Washington? Which I say to myself a little bit. How can we be favored by 17.5 over Washington? I get that, all right? But they allowed 32 to Hawaii at home. All right? We've always thought the Big Ten is terrible. We've always thought that. Now all of a sudden it's the greatest conference in the world and Nebraska is a horrible football team. I'm not saying Nebraska's going to beat Washington. I'm not saying Nebraska's going to beat Wisconsin or Ohio State. I'm not saying that Nebraska's going to hold to that 11-1 prediction I had at the beginning of the year. But they're not going 7-5.
We got a phone call, Merritt.
We got Mike from Gibbon.
Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, nice rant there, Doug.
I'm a little warm today.
I can tell. Hey, you're talking about cramping issues. I know we had that issue over here in Gibbon a couple years ago, and a lot of it, our coaches pretty much told the kids no more energy drink stuff, you know, that sugar stuff, and it seemed to help us out. I don't know if that... Really, I'm no doctor, you know that. But it's helped us out. You know, we don't have near the cramping problems that we had in the past, and even warm weather, cold weather. I agree with you. I mean, it's been nice and cool. What's everybody getting these leg cramps about? So.
Yeah, interesting. Stay on the water. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah. Later, boy.
Thanks, Mike. Take care, buddy. Back to the Huskers. Daddy, you were going to go here.
Well, the only thing I think is frustrating for a lot of people, and you know what, from the people I've talked to said Fresno State came out with a really good game plan, solid game plan, Nebraska hadn't saw much of, had trouble getting up to speed. That took until the third quarter to figure some things out. That's when you saw the little bit of people finally getting on blocks in the fourth quarter. They figured some things out. The first half, I think Nebraska fan out there, Doug, wants to see a 2nd-and-4, a 2nd-and-5. Something off the bat we cannot do, apparently. We cannot turn and hand the ball off The Cowboys can do it versus the Jets defense.
I told you this. I don't give a damn if it's second and four. I want Nebraska to have more points at the end of the game. You can't have it perfect. Oregon's not perfect. LSU's not perfect. Oklahoma's not perfect. Nitpicking. You geniuses out there that have never called a play of any coaching ability in your entire life, and you're sitting there and nitpicking. You think Fresno State is not a bad football team. They played a lot better than they did against Cal, and Nebraska did not play a lot better than it did against Chattanooga. I'll give you that maybe on the surface, and I say maybe, there wasn't vast improvement there, and I was shocked by how the defense played in this football game. There's no doubt about it. I thought the way Fresno played against Cal, we're better on defense, Nebraska is. But they got better. Maybe they scouted Nebraska, not Cal. Maybe they were more prepared. Maybe Nebraska is fighting to just bury Washington, which is what I'm calling for this week, a gut check time for Nebraska. Don't oversell it like Texas. But you better be ready to play. I've never understood somebody that's not ready to play. You better be ready to play against a team that embarrassed you in the Holiday Bowl last week. Next Monday at this time, my opinion may change a little bit. But for right now, Trent sends us an email to the Dent Popper inbox.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Husker fans, quit bitching. We are good. Top 10. Seriously. Trent.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
We got Lauren from St. Paul.
Lauren, what is up?
Hey, I went to the game Saturday and got some tickets and go with my daughter and my son. And we're out there to have a good time. And I don't know what the median age is. It seems like I'm getting a little older, too. But everybody there is old. And I sat across an aisle in the south end zone from a guy that complained the whole time. He's probably got season tickets and... and we can't beat Wisconsin. We're not going to win a game in the Big Ten. We're just terrible. And everybody around him is just kind of ruined the atmosphere. And, you know, I love the Huskers and cried when they lost in the 80s and the 90s and stuff. And when they won all the championships, it's nice to rub that into other people mostly. But, I mean, if we lose a game or if we play bad, the sun will rise. I mean, it's not the end of the world. There's other stuff after that's actually more important, I guess.
Well, I appreciate
it. All I got to say.
Hey, thanks, Lauren. We sure appreciate the call, and thanks for listening. It's true. It's true. And I will say this. I thought the crowd was into the game from the beginning, and it was exciting. And then when you get on the edge of your seat and you're nervous about Nebraska losing at home, especially to somebody that you're not supposed to lose to, I thought so. But fans were still leaving with 5 minutes to go when this game was still in doubt. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I don't want to miss Bo Pelini at the press conference. Plus, we're going to talk a little trap shooting coming up after this. Love to have your emails because we're going to continue to talk Nebraska football in the second half of the program. So stay with it. Shoot us your thoughts. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Farmers,
Investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Monday night, it's an AFC East showdown between two longtime rivals when Tom Brady and the New England Patriots take on Reggie Bush and the Miami Dolphins. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me at Sun Life Stadium in Miami for all the action. Can the new-look Patriots start their season with a victory? Or will the Dolphins give their home fans a win in Week 1? Tune in to find out. Patriots-Dolphins, if it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 91. Southwest winds will also stay gusty at times around 10 to 15. With clear conditions tonight, temperatures fall to 55. I'm meteorologist Paul Frumbly. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where Daddy's looking better today, even though he doesn't sound good, because that's just the way he is. But sitting at home, comfortable, you turn the air conditioning down in your new recliner from Bruce Furniture right here in Kearney, and you can go to Hastings, you can go to Holdridge, you can go to Alliance, wherever you're at. Bruce Furniture has what you need. You did fall asleep, didn't you? It's just that comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
Well, I went out to Alliance and brought it back, so I was kind of tired.
Yeah, how much of the Cowboys game did you see last night?
I saw the whole entire thing, and you can tell in my text message, Mr. I love Tony Romo, he wins big games.
Oh, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, let's talk about good things. When they have furniture at the store, and what a selection they have at all of their Bruce Furniture locations, you can have it in your home right away, fast. You want it today, it's there. You want it tomorrow, it's there. You're saying, hey, we're doing some cleaning, bring it in next week. We're doing some painting, bring it in. They'll do it for you, and they'll take out all your old furniture and do whatever you want. Take it to the dump, fine. Take it to an apartment, fine. Take it to the auction, fine. No need to move the furniture or clear room before Bruce Furniture delivers. They are there for you with the just right help for you. Bruce Furniture, go to brucefurniture.com. Check them out on Facebook. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Well, Doug, right now we're going to talk a little trap shooting, which is a kind of a strange topic. We do this every year, and the more and more kids get involved in this sport, and you hear about the state trap shoot in Donovan. These are sporting clays. Trap shooting, it's a little bit differently. But nonetheless, we're pleased to have Cody and Maddie both in studio with us.
Part of the Kearney Catholic trap team.
Yeah, they're the Kearney Catholic trap team. But we understand, like Grand Island Northwest just started a team, 74 kids involved. A lot of kids are involved in these things.
1,900 at state last year. And Cody, how'd you finish again?
I was in the top 300.
So there you go. That's like in the top sixth.
There you go.
There's like 1,600 worse than him.
Yep.
Well, some of them are girls, right, Maddie?
Did you make fun of them a lot?
No, I try to stay humble.
It's going on this weekend. They've got a very beautiful facility just outside of town, Tony, and they're trying to raise some funds, but also it's fun. And I've Michelle Stover's the coach, and we've talked about this before. There's fishing tournaments. There's golf tournaments. This is sort of a tournament as well with sporting clays where anybody can enter. There are prizes to be given away. There's flights for the ability of what you do. Maddie, tell us what's going on here this Sunday and where folks need to be.
You need to go out to the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex, and it's 115th and Poole Avenue. And you can shoot sporting clays, and it's a blast. And if you can't come out to shoot because you don't think you're that good or anything, you can just come out and eat lunch. I'm serving lunch all day.
Ooh. What are we having for lunch, do you know?
Grilled stuff.
Oh, Daddy. What's better than that?
You know, the entry fee is $65. You can buy back in, though. That's the glory of it. So you're like...
That's kind of the theme of the weekend.
Yeah, there you
buy
go.
Buy back.
I cannot believe I only hit 42 out of 300. I'm better than that. You want to prove it again? you get right back in.
I think it's outstanding. Cody, how many are they going to shoot? They get 100 each time they enter? Is that the deal?
Yeah. 100 each time. And if, say, like he was saying, if you do bad, just another $35 and you get right back in, chance to win.
Plus, this Lewis class deal is like fighting for a golf tournament, yep. We understand. So you don't have to be your handicap doesn't have to be one or negative one or whatever and win this deal. You can be a bad shooter and still go home with something.
Yep. You can never have held a gun before. Go out there, have a gun, shoot, and potentially win something.
Okay. Cody, tell me, like, what's your handicap? Do you have one?
We don't have handicaps.
We're not that far along yet, no. Huh? Okay.
And something to note also, since it's not an NSAA-sanctioned sport, all the money these kids raise goes to their club because they've got to fund their own.
Well, yeah, you got to. They're not throwing up feathers to shoot these. These rocks cost a little cash, and it's going on this Sunday. Cody, tell me a little bit about the team, how you guys have been doing here lately, because I know we're still fairly new at Kearney Catholic. How's things been going?
Yeah, well, we just started it about 2 years ago, and we really didn't have that many people go out, so really there's no seniors. It's just all juniors and sophomores and freshmen, and we just started the junior high last year, and we've been out practicing all summer, and it's been going pretty good.
Who's the best shooter for Kearney Catholic?
We kind of go back and forth on this, but I like to think I am, but other people have different opinions, so.
Matty Casper and Cody Brown are with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How long have you been shooting, and how many girls are on the team?
Quite a few girls are on the team, but I actually had never picked up a gun until last year when I went out, because I was scared of them. But I took the hunter safety, and they talked me into it during hunter safety, and I decided I should just try it, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, this is going to go on. It's supposed to be 80 degrees on Sunday.
That's perfect. Beautiful. And it's going on all day, right, Maddie? I mean, how long are we going to be out there till?
The last time you can go out there would be at 3, and prizes are at 4:30.
So, Tony, it's going on this Sunday, the Sporting Clay Shoot. And again,
the best way to get there is just take East Highway 30 to Poole Avenue and go 4 1/4 north, 5 miles north, straight shot, straight north off of Poole Avenue. 9 o'clock is go time.
Beautiful facility, beautiful facility. Anything else we need to know, gang?
We expect you guys to be there.
Yeah.
My plane leaves Saturday when? Yeah. Where? What?
Down from a challenge?
I am scared. Very scared. I'm not scared of the gun. I'm just not good.
No.
What do you think out of 100? Close my eyes, hit one.
Well,
two.
The Sporting Clay deals, they have the rabbit. Yeah, it's like golf. I mean, they're shooting them out along the ground.
Well, if it's like golf, then I have no chance because I'm not good. I'm not good at that either. Maddie, how many did you guys tell us? How many guys are gonna, or guys and gals? How many student athletes are gonna be out this year? Do we know how many are on the team?
2 years ago, we had 8 kids come out our first year, and last year we had 27. And I understand there's going to be more than that this year.
What's the season, Michelle?
The season starts in February, and state is always the last weekend in April.
Outstanding. 1,900 competed last year. Gang, is there anything else we need to know about this? We'll hit on it throughout the week so folks know. Okay. That it? All right.
Yeah, it's just a good time, and you can come out and support the team, future of the sport.
Just have lunch.
It's grilled stuff.
Yeah, we can probably do that.
It's grill stuff. You guys can hang out for the whole show so you don't have to go back to school if you want to. That's fine.
That sounds pleasant.
Cody Brown, Maddie Casper, Michelle Stover, Kearney Catholic Trap Team, the Sporting Clay event again. Tony, one more time.
You take East Highway 30 out of Kearney, hit Poole Avenue, go about 5 miles north, 9 o'clock. If you need information, 440-6666.
And here we go. Bo Pelini has just stepped to the microphone. Let's go to Lincoln for Coach Pelini's press conference.
No different. You playing for? I mean, you really don't. I don't attack it any different. I mean, you look at what they do and how they see you. Yeah, you look at the games from last year, but you also look at what they're doing this year. You got to, you know, they'll do the same. You know, you don't really prepare any different.
Have they changed a lot since?
No, he's been. You know, they've done pretty much the same stuff over the last couple of years, and they you know, they're gonna tweak things for us the same way we tweak things for them.
Well, was there a marked difference in them, not so much what they were doing, but their attitude or their confidence from the first time to the second time you saw them last year?
A little bit. I mean, yeah, I thought they, you know, they played better. We probably didn't play as well. I don't know. You'd have to ask them what their attitude was. I mean, I'm sure they were, you know, their pride was hurt in the first game, I'm sure. Same way ours was hurt in the second game.
What's the biggest difference, you notice, about Jake Locker at quarterback today?
Say again?
Without Jake Locker now, what's their...
They haven't changed their offense. I mean, they still do the same. You know, they still run the offense really the same way with this guy that they did with Jake Locker. I mean, I don't see much of a difference.
When you look back on how it enabled me, was it just a matter of you guys being flat?
Well, we got beat.
Yes.
We got beat. I mean, flat out, they beat us. And, I mean, that would be taken away from what they did. I mean, they outplayed us that night.
Hey, Bo, what's your level of concern, if any, with the offense's ability to sustain drives if necessary?
I don't have a lot of concern there. I mean, it's, you know, we played a pretty unusual defense. I was more concerned the first week than I was the second week. I thought we did some better things in the second game. That's an unusual defense. We knew that there were going to be a lot of, we had a pretty good idea what way it was going to be. The way their style of defense, they were, you know, that's what they struggle with. Fresno is a big play because of their style. And, you know, they're going to hit you for a lot of no gains and that type of thing, but they're going to give up some big plays. So I pretty much knew going in that was going to be kind of how the game was going to go for us offensively.
Are you concerned that, you know, that you guys become too reliant on the big play?
No, like I said, I was, after the first week I was, we'll have to see how it goes this week, but that's the way it was going to be last week. I mean, that's, if you watch anybody who plays Fresno, that's how it works. Because of how they play defensively. So, you know, we'll see how it goes this week. You know, we'll play, they're a little more conventional style of defense that we're going to see this week than what we saw against Fresno with 8-9 guys in the box and playing zero coverage every down. You know, that's feast or famine. That's the way those games play out every time they play.
You expect Denner to play this weekend?
I will see.
Is he still on schedule in terms of his recovery?
He's ahead of schedule.
You think he's going to practice today? Or?
He won't practice today.
How has his absence affected your defense?
Well, I think he's as good a corner as there is in the country, so obviously that's going to affect you some. But, I mean, you got to deal with that all the time at different spots. I mean, guys go down, the other people got to step up.
Well, you said he's ahead of schedule. What was the original schedule for his return?
I don't know how many weeks it is right now. I don't know I think they, you know, he was probably a 6-8 week guy, and I think it's been about 5. That's some ballpark. He's close.
Chris Polk's a guy for them in the backfield that had a little bit of success in the Holiday Bowl. I mean, how big of a test will that be for the run defense for you guys this week?
He's a good football player. He runs hard. He's a good player. So it'll be a good test for us.
How much stock do you put in that time of possession stat? I know they had a 15-minute edge on Saturday. Did you worry about that stat, or that they had 25 more plays, or?
What I worry about is we didn't play well defensively. That's why that happened. We didn't execute very well. I was disappointed in how we played defense the other night.
What was Fresno doing just to get by your guys in front in the running game?
No, it wasn't. I wouldn't say they were getting by our guys. We didn't. We did not execute the way we were supposed to. We had. We didn't play well. And that really goes to, you know, it was like a lot of guys taking turns. You know, our defense is, it's team defense, and you got to fit it right. You have to have guys in the right spots and execute and doing the right things. We didn't do that in coverage. We didn't do it in the run game. And then I'm not talking about young guys. I mean, you can sit there and say, you know, we have a few young guys. It was our veterans that didn't play well. Guys that have been around here hopefully it should be a wake-up call for us.
How did they do handle in-game adjustments?
Not well. I don't think we handled anything well defensively. We didn't play well.
Despite them having the ball for 37 minutes and playing and trying to get plays, you did not substitute for a deal. You kept sort of the basic 11 out there, maybe moving around the defensive line a little bit. In hindsight, would you have substituted more, or were you happy with the substitution pattern?
Maybe would have substituted a little more up front, maybe. But that's about it.
You guys went with Damian Stafford as a starter. What has he done to kind of step into the starting role for you so soon?
I think he's come a long way in a short amount of time. He plays hard. He's done a good job. He's a good tackler. He's physical back there, and he does a really nice job of playing the football. I think he's still a work in progress. He's still got a lot to learn, but he's come a long way in a short period of time. And we feel like we have four safeties back there that are good players. Really four, and then we got a couple of young guys that we think are on the come too, in Cooper and Harvey Jackson. So we have a, you know, it's kind of a good problem to have back there at the safety spot.
I know that Stafford had 11 tackles, but Fresno seemed to be able to run away from him or throw passes in front of him. Do you think about getting more involved, maybe somehow in the defense, and bringing him down the line a little more?
Let me tell you, when he's out there, he's involved. And it's knowing how to fit, how to play, play within the scheme to, you know, you get more experience in it, and you're going to see him, I think you'll see him make more plays as he gets more comfortable. And like I said, I think I don't look at anybody as not being involved. I mean, sometimes it depends on what a team's running, you know, is and how involved he's going to be.
I know with Alfonso out, you were interested in looking at those, getting a good look at those young corners. Through the first two games, how would you say Andrew and Ciante and those guys have done?
Average. When we play technique, we're pretty good. When we get away from our technique, we're not very good. When you play within the structure, you know, it's really same with the corners as it is throughout the defense. You execute and play with fundamentals and technique, you'll have success. If you don't, you're going to have problems. And I think that showed it last week, you know, and I think, you know, if we practice well this week and we prepare the right way, the finished product on the field will match it. If we don't, then it'll be a long day.
David and Compton both had 15 tackles. Was that indicative of strong play on their part?
They made some plays. They made a lot of mistakes. I thought those two guys got to play a lot better than they did last week.
Tinder's got some fumbles through two games, and I know that was an emphasis in the offseason, was cleaning some of that up. Is it something further addressed with him, or are you concerned about that at this point?
Well, yeah, it concerns me anytime the ball goes on the turf. And, you watch him, once again, it's fundamentals. When you're careless with how you carry the football, the ball's going to end up on the ground. And it's got to be a sense of urgency to put that ball away and to do it the right way.
You get a lot of big plays from freshmen on Saturday. How impressed are you with how they have picked up this offense so quickly, two games into their career?
Well, we think they're talented. We have some talented freshmen, but hopefully they'll continue to make some plays for us and when given the opportunity. And you know, I think they've come a ways, but they, you know, also on the same respect have a ways to go too. And thought Amir did a great job in the return game. obviously he was a huge weapon for us, and I think he will continue to be. And we have some talented freshmen, and it'll be great if they can keep stepping up and making some plays. And that's even we got a couple other guys that didn't even play, didn't get snaps the other night that I think can be a big weapon for us as well.
Well, you guys being 2-0 right now, and given kind of what you thought coming into the season and where you're at right now, the way that 2-0 has been built, I guess, is it the way you expected it would be? I mean, how do you feel about this team after two games based on where you thought they might be at the start?
I don't really think about it that way. I'm a pretty black and white person as far as I look at to see where we are. I don't project. I let the film speak for itself and what I see out there on the field every day. No matter what, I didn't think we'd be the finished product after two games. You keep working. You see where you are, and you keep working to get better each and every day. I'm seeing improvement in some areas. I saw us, and I'm seeing not enough improvement in some other areas. It's just to me, it's just a continual process, and I don't worry about rankings or where I am. I know we're 2-0 right now, and we're going to keep working to get better, because we're going to need to keep getting better as the season goes forward.
Do you think that it seems like there's all kinds of consternation among the public about just various aspects of the team? Is that an overreaction, or do you care?
I could care less. I mean, there's consternation around here if you don't win 50-0 every week. That's just part of the deal. I look at the reality of where we are and where we need to go to get better and to get wins. And that's all I focus my efforts on. If I start worrying about what the public thinks, then I'll end up in a rubber room probably.
Fresno had a plan on offense that maybe you guys had. A lot of the players said afterward that it was something they didn't totally expect. How do you want them?
I don't buy into that. We did not execute. Are you talking about defensively? We didn't execute. We didn't play well, and anything else is an excuse. Simple, plain and simple. We didn't play well. And it had a lot to do with us. And that'll get fixed, because we know how to fix that.
Well, when you look at Washington, what are some of the major concerns you have?
Say again?
When you look at Washington, what are some of the major concerns you have about their offense?
Well, they're multiple in what they do. They have a lot of different playmakers. They spread the field. They have they stress you formation-wise, and you have to make some adjustments. You have to recognize sets, and you have to communicate well to make sure that you put yourself in the best positions to defend what they're doing. And I think they're really well coached, and they have a good scheme. And you have to be on your P's and Q's to defend this team.
You ever had a situation like this where you're more familiar with the non-conference opponent than you are with conference opponents coming up?
Well, I've moved to some different jobs, so I've been in a lot of situations where I haven't been familiar with any opponents until, it's part of the deal. We'll be ready to go. You don't gain that much, because they're as familiar with us as we are with them. So I think it'll make for a good football game.
You say you didn't play well defense. Did you see any indication in the practices leading to the game?
In a couple areas, with a couple guys. I think every now and then you got to get smacked in the face and get a wake-up call, because, when people are telling you how good you are, sometimes you need a reality check. And in this world, you can get humbled in a hurry. And we got humbled last week. And because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what people say you are or what you're supposed to be. You got to put it out there. You got to do it between the white lines. And I don't care who you are. I don't care, you know, if you're a projected All-American or if you're a first-year guy. You got to go out there and you got to play. And that's the reality of this. That's what makes this game great. You're only as good as your last snap. And hopefully our guys learn that.
How about this, but do you feel like the defense has played with enough edge, enough aggression? I don't know if that's the right
word. I think I pretty much addressed that just now. Did I think we played with an edge Saturday night? No, I don't think we played with any edge. It's pretty obvious with my tone, I think.
Well, Carl said after the game that it was basically one running play that hurt you, that you guys just had a hard time adjusting to it. Do you concur with that?
There was one running play that hurt us that we didn't play well, but you can go across the board with a lot of things that were evident, some things that weren't evident. We blew some coverages. We did not play with great technique. We didn't play with great effort a lot. We didn't play near to the standard of what we've established around here. Plain and simple. There's a certain standard by which we take the field in all areas, and we didn't live up to that standard the other night.
Part of that be attributed, though, just to the fact that Fresno had shown some things that weren't on film, and there's some of the things that did.
No. Yeah, do I give credit to Fresno? Yeah, I give credit to Fresno.
On your radio show before the season, you had talked about wanting the Memorial Stadium crowd to sort of show up every single game. For two games, have you felt? What's been your thought about that?
I got enough to worry about than that right now. I'm not going there. You guys were there. You guys make your own assessment.
Anything else, Coach? Thank you, guys.
Just keep pushing his buttons, guys. You're just waiting for him to explode by asking the same question time after time. I think the crowd was good. I don't know about the first one. I don't know. But again, you play a night game. You got all day to prepare, and you come in, and it's a beautiful day, so you shouldn't have been too hot. You don't have to worry about putting the parka on because it's too cold. It's not going to get much better than it did Saturday night to go to a football game. It was perfect. I hope everybody enjoyed it. The afternoon seemed to fly by. Got there early Saturday before noon, and the afternoon just seemed to fly by from that standpoint. Bo is saying what he says when they don't play well, and Nebraska has had a non-conference game where they haven't played well every year. Every year. Now, should it have been Saturday? Maybe not. But every year, they have one like that. So there you go. We've got a lot to dissect here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Bo Pelini Press Conference. We've got a lot of emails that we want to get to. If you want to join that, anything that you have a question about or a comment about after listening to the Bo Pelini Press Conference, all you have to do is email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Just like our Powder Blue Royals fan Jeff said, has Bo ever come across a team that wasn't well coached? Yeah. And they're multiple.
Yeah, multiple and well coached.
We need to take a break. We're back with more. Stay with us, Doug and Daddy Show.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does seven great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world.
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean, sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders, seven benefits, one bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit buildersne.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 91. Southwest winds will also stay gusty at times around 10 to 15. With clear conditions tonight, temperatures fall to 55. I'm meteorologist Paul Frumbly. Right now, 75.
Go on, take the money and run.
Baltimore, 35, Pittsburgh 7. Baltimore, 35, Pittsburgh 7.
Oh, yeah.
Ravens, 35, Steelers 7.
What? Oh, we're back on. Okay, Doug and Daddy's show. We're
I thought you hated the Ravens.
No, since when?
For when
the year,
I picked
the year you picked Baltimore to win it, and they went like 4-12, right? I mean, yeah. Come on. I made fun of you. I was right that time. It was luck. And it's only the first week. I'm not getting crazy, but that was nice because obviously way wrong on a lot of other ones. But
like this Husker
now,
deal.
We'll get to that. We got a bunch of emails. Stick with the program.
That's what you got to do at Complete Nutrition. Stick with the program. CTX 360, ask them about it. Whether you're looking for just a regular level 1 clinical strength, level 2 advanced strength, or level 3 maximum strength, they've got it for you. Attack fat from every angle. Boost your metabolism, accelerate weight loss, tone stubborn fat, control appetite and cravings, maximize weight loss while you sleep. Complete Nutrition, Kearney and Grand Island. Kearney, they're just north of Sunmart. Grand Island, they're just north of Gordman's. Talk to a trained professional, a consultant today, or check it out at CompleteNutrition.com. For more information, call them 338-1348 in Kearney or 382-8663 in Grand Island. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better. Kearney and Grand Island.
All right, we still love to hear from you on the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Always Husker stuff gets us going here. Let's get a few. Fresno had a chip on their shoulder from the Cal game. Nebraska may have been looking forward to a revenge game. So take a chill pill, folks. This on our Facebook page. Daddy, what the heck is going on with Kenny? Say what you want about Martinez's accuracy, but there were at least five balls thrown at him that hit at least one hand, and he didn't make one play. I know they're all kids, but come on. You're starting senior receiver. Catch the ball. You want to comment to Dan?
Certainly looks like he's around him, but you're right. He hasn't made a big catch when we need him.
Irish Ken, imagine this. I really feel bad for all you Husker fans. Poor babies. Bitch, bitch, bitch. How the hell would you like to be a Notre Dame fan about now? 10 turnovers in 2 games. Irish, I'm sorry. I picked Notre Dame Friday, and we lost, right, Merritt?
Yes, sir.
We're picking a lot of those close spread games. It's not like the old days when you just picked games you wanted to pick. I'll look at mine. I went 6-4. Tony went 4-6. Jimmy went 7-3. He's the winner, and the reason he won is because Michigan won and not Notre Dame. So that was the difference. And M-Dog over here, Merritt, went 6-4. I miss Notre Dame, Michigan. Play at the buzzer. I miss BYU, Texas. 1 point. Utah, USC. Iowa, Iowa State. I'm fine with all of that. I love to pick Iowa State, and great job, Crazy Chris. Iowa State beating Iowa triple overtime. Rockin' Rusty seems to be okay with it. Still calling for a Hawkeye win the day after Thanksgiving. BYU had Texas, but as I said, so tough to win two games like that on the road. I mean, all of those were three-point games. Close, close football games. Notre Dame, 4, scored with 2 seconds to go to Notre Dame, Michigan. Colin Cowherd talked about the end of the Utah-USC game. I put in a request to Mike Perenio. I think today's off, his day off, so he has not responded yet. Just your thoughts before we get back to a little more Husker talk. Utah-USC, 17-14. Utah is lining up for a chip shot field goal to tie it. USC blocks it, returns it for a touchdown. They're flagged because the players, as he's running by, come on the field to celebrate because the game's over. And as I told you, Tony, on the show last week, that stupid rule is going to cost some people. Now, nobody's worried about it costing Vegas, but people threw their tickets away, and then the Pac-10 comes out and said, nah, that's a stupid rule. The touchdown counts, which then meant USC covered and not Utah.
Yeah, so really you could have cashed your ticket on either side, supposedly. We'll see what Mike Perenio has to say about that.
Iowa State beats Iowa.
You know what? Great overtime, back-and-forth game. Not much defense out of the Hawkeyes all day. That's really disappointing for Coach Ferentz.
BYU, Texas.
You know, it comes down, and you know, we don't like to see Texas win anything. And, you know, that was a close, well-played ball game, I thought.
South Carolina, Georgia. And throw in there, Boise State handled Georgia a lot better than South Carolina did. Must win for Georgia. They didn't.
You know, they stop them with no time left on the half-yard line. That's a coin flip game.
Colorado has to go to multiple overtimes to lose to California. Washington struggles a little bit with Hawaii. Auburn does beat Mississippi State, so I got that one right. That was one that you missed. But, again, a lot of close ball games over the weekend. Congratulations to Jim every Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. An opportunity for you to knock us off, and we're 0-2. Shocker. Big Daddy's Deli combo meal going out to everybody that plays. You don't have to beat us, but you're in for the finals, and Seth and Jim are our first two winners of the year. Now, rarely do, and this is the way with most talk shows, do we repeat or do we have multiple emails from the same place, and or will we read them if they're multiple? Because I'm not going to get into an email argument or you or anybody, but Delusional has been a longtime listener, great fan, usually right on the mark, usually pretty smart, and I'm saying he is on his two emails today, and Delusional has fired back at me. Now, I just want Delusional to know before you read this, my whole rant wasn't at him. It was at all Husker fans that are psychotically panicked right now about this football team, and oh, God, we might not make a bowl game.
Really, Doug? Where did I say I don't like what type of offense we run? He never said that, by the way. You implied it. Shame on you. Our offense is fine, but we don't run it very well right now. Our defense isn't all that great.
I wonder why
either.
That would be. It's a brand new offense, and we've played 2 games. Huh. Gee, it should be perfect, shouldn't it? Continue.
But we don't run it very well right now. Our defense isn't all that great either, and I attributed that to youth, but as you said, even the big boys up front got pushed around. Don't accuse me of being that fan until you come to the studio every Monday and are happy with how the team played. We played like crap, and we're not a top-10 team right now. I think I would concur with that. I think when I drop $200 on tickets, I have a right to be disappointed. Amen, Jim. I couldn't have said it better.
Virginia Tech. Okay, tell me who you're going to move ahead of us. South Carolina, they're 11th. 45-42 with Georgia. Boise State destroyed Georgia. Number 12 is Oregon or Virginia Tech. They're 12, 13, 14, Arkansas. Those three teams. Virginia Tech just won by 7 against who?
East Carolina.
All right. Michigan State, we'll get our crack at them. Ohio State, we'll get our crack at them. Who do you want to move ahead of us? A&M, they're 9th. I'll take them right now. Bring on the Aggies. Oklahoma State, they're 8th. Come on. Come on, Okie State. We'll take you right now. Wisconsin, we're going to get you in 3 weeks. They're ranked ahead of us. After that, I don't really want Stanford rolling in here with Andrew Luck or Florida State, you know, Boise, LSU. Not now.
Guess what, Husker fan? You've started pretty hot the last few years and stunk it up at the end of the year. How about we see the maturation process and getting better each week and continue to put W's on the board? That's all I'm saying. Ryan says, my biggest concern is the offensive line. I think that is the biggest concern, Ryan. I think you're right. They don't seem to be able to get a push on anyone. And in conference play, it will be a lot better D-lines to deal with. The defense is fixable and will hopefully improve. But zero sacks on Saturday and very little pressure is cause for concern. It's definitely an eye-opener. And what makes you think the defensive lines in the or the offensive and defensive lines in the Big Ten are going to be that much better? How do you know that? Couple of them are going to be good. That they're supposed to be good. Nobody's defensive line is supposed to be better than Nebraska's. Just because they didn't have a great game, and not every facet is going to have a great game every week. You want them to. But just because they didn't have a great game on Saturday doesn't all of a sudden take them from the first, the best D-line in the Big Ten to the 12th. All right? I just simmer down. 36 hours, I got way too much of it. Oh, my God! We're terrible! Oh! These kids couldn't play at Kearney! Oh! Really? It's just sickening, is what it is. Anything, or can we take our last... Feel free. I got nobody that's saying anything different. Anybody saying anything different?
Well, I can't believe you're just happy with... Or not happy with the way we looked. Or I mean, you're satisfied with it right now, and we shouldn't be voicing any concerns about this team.
Well, that's why we're here, because that's all you want to do. That's what I said at the top. That's all these Husker fans want to do. Oh, my God. If we didn't, like Bo Pelini just said in his press conference, if we don't win 50-0 every week, somebody's got something to bitch about. And that's exactly what's been going on the last 36 hours. I hope you out there as a fan are a fan and not a whiner. A fair weather fan. I can't believe how many have worked their way out of the woodwork here the last few years. I think we're also seeing a younger fan base, Tony, that has never seen Nebraska win 14 years since the national championship. So if you're in college, you have no clue of Nebraska being a dominant program. So you turn into that Colorado who a couple years, oh, maybe we'll be really good. And then when you don't, oh, my God, the refs screwed us. Oh, we're terrible. Oh, somebody else beat us. Oh, how, fire this guy. Fire that guy. Bring in another guy.
I never heard anybody in the last 36 hours say fire people. I think we there was some cause for
really?
Some concerns.
Really? You haven't heard Barney Cotton's name come up in the last 3 years and 36 hours?
I'm just saying there were some obvious concerns the other night.
Got to play better. There's no doubt about it. Anybody that doesn't think their team has to play better is also blind.
No, you're right on that.
We need to take a final break, wrap it up after this.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grinned Island has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsman like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Doug and Daddy's show here at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Pull up the ATS poll question, William Merritt. I want to look at the percentage on that because since we last talked, Andy Roddick was knocked out. Just didn't look good in his quarterfinal match, didn't feel good. Thigh injury, whatever you want to say. The question is, was Andy Roddick ever going to win another major? I said yes because, you know, that's me. I'm optimistic about things. I hope for people. I want them to do well. I'm more concerned about the Nebraska volleyball team than I am about the Nebraska football team, Tony. I will tell you that. This volleyball team is struggling. But how about UNK? Perfect weekend. Hastings 2-2. They're battling through. They're a 500 ball club. They play again tomorrow night. Just keep on playing tough. They seem to be doing that. And with the way the coaching situation came down, that's all you can hope for this team, made up of a lot of statewide and area female athletes over at Hastings. So keep on keeping on.
Didn't we dominate Weber State?
Yeah, 15-13 against the College of St. Mary in the fifth. Our poll question, will Andy Roddick ever win another major tournament, from our ATS Hot Topic? 89% say no. 11% say yes, and I didn't even vote yes, so maybe like it would change it up to 13% if I voted yes. We'll get a new poll question up for you later today. Well, yeah, it just wasn't going to happen. But love to hear from you. Midway Auto Group, by the way, have been doing a great job, and I hate to mention this, but it is the middle of September, and you're getting ready to go into the field. Do you have the truck that you need to get you ready for fall harvest and to get you ready to go through Nebraska winters? If you don't, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram is the place to be. You don't have a lot of time right now because you're getting ready for harvest. You're trying to make sure your crop is ready to go. You don't need a lot of time when you see the folks at Midway because it's hassle-free pricing with the price right on the front of the truck, car, whatever vehicle you want. And if you're at home, maybe you've got a little time after coming in at night, maybe during lunch, just pop it on. Heck, you got your up-to-date phone. You're turning your pivot on. The next thing you know, you're turning that TNL pivot on. The next thing you know, you're looking at your phone, and all you've got right there is, hey, let me go to thinkmidway.com. Scroll down. Truck. Yep, love that one. Love that one. You know, most farmers aren't particular about their truck. They want it to work. They want it to be a good deal. They want it to be tough. Well, that's guaranteed with hassle-free at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. That's gone. See that one? Knocked it out of the park.
I just already got Tuesday Trauma's trivia. Great question.
Go ahead. I thought you had something else.
No,
Postal Chuck has chimed in. Out of nowhere, I got a text in the middle of the game from Postal Chuck the other day. Postal Chuck says, you can accredit my bitch fest to a six-pack too many blue yummies. Remember last year's 17-6 win? It was 17-3 Postal against South Dakota State. Not too shiny. Go Big Red. I had to read that on the air. That's pretty funny.
Douglas,
Postal Chuck from Broken Bow.
Well, the Cowboys had that game.
I'm on Colin Cowherd. We are different here, Tony. It pained me because as I sat there last night, I thought Dallas played a great football game against a great, whatever. In 1 week, the Jets are great. The Cowboys are great. Compared to some of the other crap that played yesterday, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, these supposed great teams, good teams. I'll take it, and I hope Cowherd's right. Boy, their schedule is fairly fantasy football thumbs up and win thumbs up. If this continues against the upcoming opponents, there'll be a problem. But I didn't want to lose to the Jets. I thought Dallas really had a chance to do it last night. Some of the folks, I watched the game last night with some of the gang that was up at Jersey's on Friday for the Doug and Daddy show. They said, hey, you nailed it. You were right. You're right on it, 24-10. I don't even think I predicted Dallas to win it. I just thought, you know, I said Friday, first week is psychotic with upsets. I mean, Cincinnati beating Cleveland. Really? Cleveland, you should be embarrassed. I hope you go 1-15. I really do. That's embarrassing. If you can't be ready at home to play the worst team in football or one of the worst teams in Cincinnati, you're out. But anyway, the NFL yesterday, I like Tony Romo. He gets the job done, made a brutal mistake,
throwing the interception. The fumble was just a bad play call. It was a bad play call, and that's not on Tony Romo. Romo, who has run the ball into the end zone in similar situations, would have probably done it against anybody but about three teams, the Jets, the Steelers, the Ravens. I'm trying to think anybody else that would have kept him out of the end zone on that play. Catch some balls, make some plays. Don't get stupid penalty calls. The Jets had no penalties last night. Really? Yeah, that's, I'm sure.
Miles Austin taking the ball away from Cromartie. I thought you were right on. The Cowboys played so well, and we were so fired up. And the block punt obviously wasn't Tony Romo's fault, but it's a big game and a big situation. Once again, he failed to come through. And I
got him 24 points. He got 24 points against the New York Jets. I don't know how you can say he failed to come through. Yes, you have to be John Elway and Joe Montana and win him in the fourth quarter. You know what? Tony Romo wasn't behind in the fourth quarter.
Where was he throwing the football to, though?
It was a mistake, and it shouldn't have happened. Anything else that stuck out? Detroit was what they thought, and I think those are two good football teams. Two good football teams. San Diego, I mean, if it was Minnesota, oh, my God. Donovan McNabb, really? You didn't throw for 50 yards against San Diego? That's sick.
What? You know what? Washington, let's not forget, Rex Grossman started a Super Bowl. It's not the bottom rung of the barrel.
God, I love talking football. I love talking football. Cam Newton just about destroyed all our hopes and dreams in other news, personally. Jacksonville, Tennessee, crap game. Mojo Drew, Adrian Peterson, I feel for you two boys this year. And way to show up, Chris Johnson. Really? I'm sorry. I am no longer... Chris Johnson is on people I don't like list.
Are you sure you can fit another one on there?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Tonight, Merritt's Miami Dolphins. And how many Miami Dolphin fans are in Central Nebraska? My God, I knew there was a lot, and they just keep coming out of the woodwork. And it's not like they've been great lately. They play New England tonight. They seem to always give the Patriots trouble in Miami. Merritt, you calling for the straight-out win?
Sure.
That sounded like confidence.
Denver, Oakland. Oakland starts bad. Denver does well at home. I like Denver. You got to pick on either one of these games tonight. You like either one. You want to put your neck out on the line.
Now in a winning weekend, we're going to take our money and run.
All right. Amir Abdullah, special teams player of the week. That whole press conference, did they bring his name up once? Exactly. Arthur Hobbs breaks a Division II record with 214 return yards off interceptions against Northeastern State of Oklahoma. Tony, you were there. Northeastern wasn't, apparently.
No, and defensively, offensively, Lopers did whatever they wanted. Couldn't have played much better, I don't think.
Hastings won. We'll talk to both coaches tomorrow, Tony Harper and also Daryl Morris. And congratulations, Hastings men's soccer. They've now won 30 in a row, an NAIA record. They had to beat 13th-ranked Oklahoma Baptist in overtime Friday to do it, and then they defeated Hannibal LaGrange. Not Hannibal Lecter, Hannibal LaGrange. And the Hastings women won yesterday, beat York. Hastings College won, UNK won yesterday over Minnesota Crookston. So much great high school volleyball tournaments over the weekend. Elkhorn South came in, won the Central Catholic tournament.
Good for them. You know what I want to say before we get out of here? Good for my grandma. 92 today. 92 years young. Thank you, Merritt. Grandma Smith. She's still up on ladders, washing windows. She's on her hands and knees, raking in trees. 92 years old. Living by herself.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Love you, Grandma.
She does. Way to go there. Hey, folks, we want to thank Michelle Stover and the Kearney Catholic Trap Team for coming into the program today. Don't forget that's going on Sunday. And tomorrow we are going to be talking to Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, former Loper Mason Bro Dean, and a whole lot more. Join us live tomorrow, T&L Irrigation at Husker Harvest Days, Diner Grow Booth Wednesday. We're real busy. Keep it here.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in the Hastings area. Thanks.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.